Carl Goodman.
Hey, Carl, this is Steve. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm so glad you called. I'm fine, thank you.
That's good.
Did you get my emails?
Yep, I have got all of your emails.
Yeah, good. I was hoping that we could talk earlier, but that's okay. You called me. That's important.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
because
please tell me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy, Mark Ritchie, did email me back again and say that we'll look forward to talking with us at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got your emails. I also read emails from him as well.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So the questions I want to get I want to get my ducks in a row. Remember, I work for a big corporation and I analyze everything.
Uh-huh.
So basically, and I want your opinion. Let me tell you what I learned. I went online,
mm-hmm.
and I said I inquired what is the normal discount to a major retailer.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several articles about it, and they all said that the discount rate to a major retailer, and this would be from anybody because it would
uh-huh.
be the same amount, whether it came from you acting as the distributor or Ingram Spark acting as
uh-huh.
the distributor, and that 55% discount is what, or excuse me, 35%
mm-hmm.
discount is what the retail usually gets.
All right.
The
mm-hmm.
distributor, Ingram Spark, would get 55%.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Are you familiar with this at all?
I'm sorry, I'm not. So you're saying that Ingram is going to take 65% and you will be taking 35%?
No, if this order were going through Ingram, that's right. Ingram would give Books a Million
mm-hmm.
a 35% discount over the retail
okay.
price, but
okay.
the Ingram would expect to receive a 55% discount. So,
all right.
With that, I wrote some notes here. Hold on. But we're not using Ingram Spark today. We're using you, and you won't have a charge like that. But Ingram Spark usually would.
Uh-huh.
So basically, what I did was took 500 paperbacks each of Out of the Fog, Dysfunctional Family, Critical Point, and Main Event. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At 500 copies of Out of the Fog at $18.99, that's the retail price,
mm-hmm.
it would
mm-hmm.
be $94.95. The rest
All
of
right.
the three books, the
mm-hmm.
rest of the three books paperback are $19.99. Which
mm-hmm.
means 500 of each of those would be $9,995.
All right. So in total, it's going to make around $40,000, right?
Yes. However,
mm-hmm.
what happens is that Books a Million,
mm-hmm.
if they get a 35% discount, which according to the internet is pretty standard,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
they would pay for Out of the Fog, they would pay $12.34 per book, which is $61.70 at 500.
That's what they will be paying to you. Right?
Well, to you, and then you pay me, or to me and all that, but I'm not
uh-huh.
set up to give them an invoice. Now, the next thing would be
mm-hmm.
the Dysfunctional Family, which would normally
mm-hmm.
be $19.99 at a 35% discount would be $12.99 or
mm-hmm.
$64.96, and the other two books the same. So that would be a total of $25,658.
All right. That's going to be the amount that Books A Million is going to pay to you, right? After
that, yeah, we don't know that yet, but that's what the internet says.
Got it.
They may try to come in and lower that price. Now I am always hesitant because, of course, you'll be on the phone call with us. Hopefully, either you can conference me in, or I'll conference you in. But you know, they try to get a lesser amount. The problem is Ingram Spark won't give them a lesser amount, which means whatever we tell Books A Million is going to be the price from then on. You know, you fix a lower rate, that's what you've just done to yourself forever. So, you know, if they reorder, they'll expect the same price, et cetera. So that's why I'd say stick at what the standard 35% rate is. Then,
all right.
We have to, from that 25,658, okay, we have, actually we increase the cost because the author's cost, including shipping from Amazon, is $470 a book for Out of the Fog.
Okay.
It is $525 a book for Dysfunctional Family. It is Critical Point would be $668 a book, including shipping. And Main Event would be $472, including shipping. That's from Amazon. Okay?
All right.
And that's for the number 500 because you get a little bit more discount, you know, on shipping.
Got it. So, go ahead.
So as we figure this money, I just got out my calculator. I'm sorry. If we figure this money, for instance, if Books A Million pays $12.34 or $35, whatever, for Out of the Fog, and Out of the Fog $12.35 minus, and it costs me $4.70 for printing and shipping, it means I'll make $7.65.
A book on Out of the Fog.
Correct.
Got it.
And then for Dysfunctional Family, that will cost Books A Million $12.99. And my printing cost and shipping would be $5.28, which means I'll be making $7.71. That's not a bad price.
I think that's pretty good. Yep, that I believe that's pretty good after the printing cost and after Books A Million taking their cut. If you're getting around $7 in each book. I believe that's a pretty good price.
Yeah, so do I. I think it's reasonable. Now, the difference is that I certainly would not make that that much if we were going through the distributor, Ingram Spark.
That's right.
Because Ingram Spark would get about a third of that.
Exactly, and they are also going to take their cut.
They're also going to take their what?
They're going to also
cut.
So it's going to be like 35% is going to be with Books A Million, and there's some amount, some percentage with Ingram Spark as well. So there is going to be a difference in the amount that you will be getting.
That's correct. Now, what we don't know is unless you've already worked with Books A Million – we don't know what their terms are. How he said in the note they needed to be delivered within 30 days. I don't know if Amazon can do that. When I checked, they said could be delivered to me. I'm in Tennessee. They said could be delivered to them, to me, by August 26th, which would be good.
Okay.
The problem is they're not
delivering. All the 2,000 copies?
Yeah, they're not delivering it to me. I wonder, will they deliver them to Books A Million? See what I'm saying?
Got your point.
Because I'm ordering them as author copies. But if I'm sending them to Books A Million, Amazon may raise the shipping charge because it's no longer an author copy. It's for the retailer.
That's
so
right.
I don't know. So that could really screw us up. I don't know how to
do that. That's right.
But I'll let you. I will let you handle that. Okay.
The printing.
I'm sorry. Oh no! I'd let you. Well, if you can use your printer and your shipper, that's much better, right?
Sure.
So you'll have to talk to them and see if you can get that done, and still get me the $7 a book or so.
So I already had a word with our printers, Carl, as we spoke on Friday. So, yeah, I just had a word with the printers. I got to, they just did a lump sum amount of all the books, and it's going to be $7.50 each book, with including the shipping cost.
Oh, including the shipping. Okay.
Yep, that's right.
And that's... And that's still a lot more than Amazon.
Yep, it's almost a difference of like a dollar or two each book.
More too. Yeah, because Amazon out of the fog is $4.70 a book with shipping. Dysfunctional family is $5.28 with shipping. So Amazon is a better deal if they'll keep it. The problem is, I don't know how to call. But, I tried to call Amazon to find this out,
but,
and I couldn't get
Carl,
a phone
I
number.
Did some, I did some more homework, and you remember you have paid $2,000 for the illustrations?
Yes.
Yeah, so we can get you a discount of $3,000 on the total amount.
Of how much?
Like what I calculated, $7.50 a book for 2,000 copies makes a total of $15,000. And if we deduct the amount, $3,000, the illustration amount, so that makes a total of $12,000. And that, if you like, calculate, so it's going to be $6 a book with the including the printing and the shipping.
Okay, that's good, especially because your printer does a beautiful job.
Yep, and one more thing.
Okay.
Please tell me, have you got the printed copy of any of the book right now?
No,
like today?
Just the one. Yeah, the Out of the Fog. Nope, not yet.
It must be delivered to you by tomorrow because I got the shipping address, shipping ID over here on our end.
Good. Thank you.
And it will be delivered to you most probably by tomorrow.
Okay, and my job will be to review them and get back to you right away and tell
exactly.
you go to print or whatever. I will do
exactly.
that.
Exactly, so we can print the remaining copies of the previous printing order.
Right, okay. Now, our strategy for the conversation today is what I'd like is for both you and I to be able to speak to Mark Ritchie. Don't want to be the one to do all the talk, and I don't want you to do all the talk. I want it to sound as though we're working together because we are. I count on you a lot. And that's why I get anxious when I can't reach you because I need Steve. Now, so that will go well. I have the thing that I am concerned about. I'll just tell you what I'm concerned about. I am concerned because if there's any kind of scam going on, I can't imagine why.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mark Ritchie's address,
mm-hmm.
Books-A-Million.sales, is a legitimate address.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
For Books-A-Million. The second thing is why he would there would be nothing to be earned from buying
mm-hmm.
2,000 books from us, right? So I hope that's good. Now, but the concern that I have, and you'll hear me hesitate for a moment, if he tries to drive the discount rate above 35%.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that, one of the things I've learned in my long history running
mm-hmm.
a consulting firm is if you ever offer somebody a lower price to work,
uh-huh.
that will be even for one event. From now on, that's the price they'll expect. Right? They'll
that's
never
right.
want to pay your full rate. And
mm-hmm.
and so the fact of the matter is, I don't know that the internet is all true, but you can Google that too. What would Books-A-Million or Barnes and Noble's discount rate? And basically, it says that the book distributors, like Ingram, Sparker, Baker and Taylor, get a 55% discount, and
mm-hmm.
then they provide them to the retailer for a 35%
mm-hmm.
discount. And
mm-hmm.
it was in the internet several times, so I'm sort of looking at that and saying a 35% discount is what's expected, and he may try to drive us saying, well, you're a new author, this will be great for you to get all these books. Well, it'll only be great if they sell, because if they don't sell, they'll never reorder.
uh-huh.
you know, right? I mean, that's the truth. I know that I can speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is that it's a good deal for me, but it's also a good deal for them. And because they're increasing their inventory with a new author that people should be interested in. The danger of offering them 40% discount is from now on, that's what they'll expect to get.
Mm-hmm.
And that also means we can't use, or they can't, a different manager couldn't use Ingram Spark as the distributor because the distributor won't give them 40%.
That's right.
So I think we need, in my opinion, I think we need to stick at that 35% rate. And
sure.
That's just my own, because I did get on to Ingram. By the way, something funny happened. Now, my book's listed with Ingram Spark yet?
Nope.
Okay, they need to be. I know that's been a long time. I got two emails from them. One, I had to reestablish my password, which I did, and it
mm-hmm.
said,
I got...
get on and do it, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
Did I send you an email with that yet?
You have shared the email with the new password along with the bank details.
Good. So I did that for, Good. I wanted to make sure you had all those details so that
mm-hmm.
we can get Ingram Spark set up, because one of my concerns, and tell me if I'm wrong, you can tell me if I'm wrong. You can say, wrong, Carl, is that If until they're listed with Ingram Spark, if another bookstore wants to buy the book,
mm-hmm.
they won't be able to find it to buy it, because they won't think about coming to me or you. I don't know why this guy came to me. Because on Ingram Spark and on all of the other websites like Amazon,
mm-hmm.
Although Amazon has me down as J. Carl Goodman at the Isaac Network, but the new addresses will be jcarlgoodman@gmail.com. So I wonder how he came to me, other than they tried to contact me through Amazon
mm-hmm.
or one of those listings.
Carl, there might be a possibility that Yeah, we do share the manuscripts along with the client's details with the bookstores or with the libraries. So there might be a possibility that he got the email that the Isaac Network email address from there.
Okay.
Still, I'm not sure.
That's cool.
But
you mean that you've actually shared manuscript copies online with?
Yep, that's right.
How about with Barnes & Noble and other bookstores?
Yep, we do share with different bookstores and different libraries.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I didn't know you did that. I hope it works. But that's probably where Books A Million got it, because Books A Million is one of
the top. There might be a possibility, but still, you need to just confirm with Mark, like from where he got that email address. Sure.
And he can still use it, but if other stores want to contact me, maybe I'll tell him perhaps the best way is through my author website or through my author.
Sure.
Email.
I'll just update the email address. So in future, if you're going to share the manuscript with any of the bookstores or any libraries, any gift shops, we'll be using jcaldenman.com.
Okay, very well. Well, this is a good start, I think. Do you think it's a good start to sell 2,000 books?
I believe it is.
Yeah, I believe
because
it is.
That's a huge number.
It is. It'll probably take me 35 or 40,000 books to make up the amount that I've paid you guys before I start making money. So
exactly.
We hope that can happen. We hope that can happen. And, the other reason why I mentioned Ingram Spark is because, of course, I've got to get printed copies within 2 weeks to send to Maine before we go. We're going to Maine in 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
They should have
I do remember.
Before I get there.
You're going in the first week of September, right?
Yeah, the 8th is when we leave. So I'd like them to have the book before I get there. Okay, I'd like to mail them out.
So, I believe you will be getting the printed copies by tomorrow. So if you give me your approval tomorrow, then we're going to process the remaining copies tomorrow.
Good. And then the other thing is that the nice thing is if you open up the front of the book, you know, on the publication page, it has website at jcarlgoodman.com, and it's got jcarlgoodman@gmail.com as the email address. So hopefully as people might contact us, then it'll come through that. Okie doke. Now, do you have the capability to conference call from your phone?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. So you could call Mark at his number, Richard,
but
at his number, and then conference call me in, right?
Carl, but I would prefer, like, as he contacted you directly, so I would prefer, like, you give him a call, or either he gives you a call, and then you guys add me in the conference call.
Okay, I'm gonna look up how to do that on my landline. I know I can. It's even got a conference call feature. But I don't remember how.
Or you can just ask Mark. I believe he's able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okie doke.
So you guys can just add me.
He may not, because you know his number, 716-559-7109. What's funny is you're in California, and your cell phone number is 315, right? That is a New York. An Eastern New York area code. I moved from there.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Because the thing
is
the head office. The head office is in New York, so I believe that's why.
Yeah.
That's not like my personal number. It's the number I got from the Penguin.
Sure. And the 716 number that Mark has is a New York number too. That's more the Buffalo region of New York. So I'm not sure if he gave me a cell or if it's a cell phone with that, because it would be a cell phone, because otherwise it would have a San Francisco or wherever he is phone number, like a 415.
That's right.
So what I'm going to do, I can conference call him from my phone. I just have to remember how to add a person to the call. I'll figure that out before the call. And it is true, right, that he said call at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You're on Pacific Standard Time, right?
That's right.
So I need to call him and you at 6 o'clock my time.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Is it 12:33 your time right now?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, because it's 3:33 here. I'm going to stay in the office late today to make that call. And part of the reason is I want to call from my landline because it's a better phone line and I can conference call from there.
Sure.
Okay, well, I'll look forward to your participation. At this point, knowing what you've done, my best guess is I owe you a thank you, a big thank you, because it's likely that Books A Million found out about my books from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that
That's
was
right.
my other question. How did they find out about it?
That
because
was a part, yeah, that was a part of the marketing process. So that's why it is.
Good. Well, hopefully Barnes & Noble and some other bookstores will join them.
Yep,
all right.
That's right.
Well, then I will be talking with you and Mark at 6 o'clock my time, 3 p.m. your time.
Perfect. I'll be waiting for your call.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate it.
No worries, Carr.
All right.
So take care of yourself. Looking forward to talk to you at 3.
You bet. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.